Good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
I'm doing good. How are you today?
I'm good. I'm really good. Last night I spent doing my hair over. I took it out and washed it, braided it, and I was up since about 12 o'clock last night. I don't know why I woke up that early. So I just start right in doing my hair. So I got it all done today.
Okay. What did you do to it?
I had a weave in it, and I took the weave out and redid the weave and tightened it up. And well, I took everything out and put in new. I used the net. So I put the net on it and everything. Get down.
Oh, do you get that nice hair that you know that hair at the shops?
No, I had ordered the hair, but I used the same hair. I just took it out and washed it and put it back in. That's what I like about it. I can reuse it. I don't have to. So really, only thing I had to pay extra for was the net that I put on to protect my hair. So I had to put that on. And I was going to let somebody do it, but they want like $150. And I
Wait
was
a
like,
minute. What, to just put the net on?
No, to do the whole weave. To do the whole weave. Because if I'm going to pay them, I might as well just go ahead and do the whole thing. So when she said $150, I said, you know what? I'll try to mess it up first. And if it looks okay, then I'll go ahead. And the first time I used like a closure, which is the top of the head. So you don't have to worry about how you're going to finish the top of it. It's just already pieced. You know, all you have to do is sew it down, but it has to be placed just right. So I had it, I guess it was too far back last time. And I just hated the front of it, but the rest of it looked good. This time I put it a little forward, and I really like the way it turned out this time.
Oh, okay.
Well, whenever you do your own hair and saving $150, that's not bad.
Well, I save on my hair because I wear it naturally. But I do have to go get it trimmed, and I don't like getting a wash every once in a while. Someone else does it.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, no, I don't pay anybody. I used to get weaves and hairdresser all the time, perm. But
yeah. I don't know if I told you.
I just said saving money.
Yeah, I don't know if I've ever told you, and I know I never spoke to you about this on here, that I suffer from alopecia, where my hair is thinning really bad. But then when I had my labs done, they told me my vitamin D level was low, and that would cause my hair to thin. But it's when I took it out and I looked at it, it's so thin. Like I cannot go without any type of hair thing because my hair is just so thin. Mm-hmm. But I've made it work. You know, I have fun wearing the wigs so I can change the color, change the length. And I'm not one of the people that, oh, just let it look natural. How you gonna go from long to short? I don't care. Today if it's hot, I'll get a short one. If tomorrow is not hot, I'll wear a long one. It's how I feel. I'll wear a red one. I never did blonde, but hey, if I want to be blonde tomorrow, I'll be blonde tomorrow. I don't care what anybody thinks or says, because this is my head and I'm going to do what I want. So
yeah,
I'm sure a lot of women could relate to that.
Yeah, I wear wigs. And you know, because I have natural hair. So if I wear my hair natural all week and then I come show up at work with a wig on, you know. I think, you know, I really don't care what other people think. Because if I did, I would be crying all the time and wearing perms and everything. Because people feel the need to always let you know how your hair looks and let you know what you should be doing with it.
You mentioned perms. I went natural, but it wasn't a plan going natural. I went natural because I was wearing wigs and it didn't make no sense to keep perming my hair if I was never going to wear it out. And it's so thin, I cannot wear it out. So my hair is natural. And it's a job. Natural hair is a journey. And even to get through it, to comb it, like I got all the braids out and everything. And I went to wash it and condition it. And it made it somewhat combable, but I needed some leave-in conditioner, which I didn't have because I don't have hair products because I don't do my hair. It was just really tough getting through that hair today. I mean, yesterday.
Yeah, I have products. I have natural products that I use, like hair butters and Jamaican oil. I think that's because it's right in front of me. Jamaican black castor oil.
I use that too.
Yeah,
I use it on Todd's hair too.
Yeah, I have. Well, my daughter told me about this, so I got this because they were having a sale on it. I don't know where I was. Somebody had a sale on it, so I just use all natural. My friend, she used everything. One day, I was talking to her, she was had honey in her hair for a conditioner.
I've heard of that before. She had, but it seemed like it would be so sticky.
Yeah, and then she had came over and put my hair in the little twisties. She came and twisted up my hair for me. So, but I feel the need. I want to cut it, even though it's wintertime and I need it to stay warm. I'm going to cut. I think I'm going to cut it down.
Oh, okay.
And get it healthier. Start eating better because I think hair is a product of what you eat too.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, I'm deficient in my vitamins, so I really think that's why my hair started falling out. And plus, I know it runs in my family because my mom had, she had like no edges. Her edges were bald, but she had hair all over, but her hair was thin. And my mom's hair, she had like a real silky, curly type of hair. She really didn't have to get it straightened or anything like that, but she used to because she thought she had to, but she really, really didn't. And her sister, the top of her head was really thin. So it kind of runs in my family. So I guess it's just one thing that I'm going through.
Okay. Well, at least, you know, like may see a difference with the vitamin D.
Yeah, I'm hoping. I need to go back and get a lab test so I can see if my vitamin D went up any, because I have been taking my vitamins and I'm bariatric and I have a vitamin regimen that I'm supposed to do. And I've been like non-compliant on it. So I'm suffering the consequences with deficient B12, insufficient B12, insufficient vitamin D level. So take your vitamins.
I don't take vitamins.
We're talking about bariatric people. Anybody bariatric, take your vitamins.
Oh, okay. Yeah. My daughter, she takes her vitamins. So.
Yeah. Don't be like me.
Well, you gotta, you just stop doing it. You're not going to like get up in the morning and have it sitting right there next to your food.
No, I make a point now to get up in the morning and I put them in a baggie and I take them with them. I usually take them. For some reason, I'm better taking them down the street than I am sitting here just taking them. Yeah. So I always put them in a baggie and film in my pocketbook. And when I get down the road, I take them.
Yeah, okay.
So I can remember everything when I'm driving.
Oh, that's good. So what else do you have to do, like with the bariatric? Did you, how many years ago was it?
Let me see. 8 years ago.
8 years. Oh,
yeah. I think it's been 8 years. And I don't really have to do anything. I just need to take my vitamins and I need to watch my carbs, stay under 30 grams of carbs, and I need to exercise, which I was doing none of. My carbs, I mean, I 8 years out, you just kind of fall into habit of just wanting to eat what you want to eat, and that's what I've basically done. But I've always hula hoop and kept active, and now that I kind of slacked off hula hooping, I noticed my weight's coming back up. So I went back to my bariatric doctor and I got a scope done to see if my pouch was stretched. So my pouch wasn't stretched, so I saw a dietitian who wants me to eat 1200 calories, and I think I'm eating less than 800 because of the way I work. And to eat 1,200 calories, to me, that's a lot because I can only eat so much. So you're talking, I have to get this in like all day. It's like I'm eating all day just to get these 1,200 calories in because my stomach is only going to allow me to eat so many.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm working on it. And she wants me to drink 4 bottles of water. Being bariatric, it's hard to swallow water.
Yep.
And so I use, I use Crystal Light in my water, mm-hmm, to get the water down, and I drink tea, but it's not enough. I need to just drink it. Sometimes I'm really dehydrated. I could drink like a whole 16 ounce bottle of water. And that's because I drink probably a half a bottle of water normally a day, and that's not good. So I'm trying to work on all that.
Well, when you wake up early, you can drink a little bit.
It don't go like that for me. My stomach is, my pouch has been so finicky in the mornings. It's like I don't deter from anything that I normally do. I eat the same thing every morning because I know my stomach can handle it. Like if I eat oatmeal, it's a hit or miss whether my stomach gonna act up when I get down the street or not, only safe food I can eat without no issues is eggs. And I eat eggs every single morning because when I get up and go, I have to eat because I don't know where my next meal is coming from. So I always eat eggs and some kind of protein with it. But if I get up and drink water, it don't sit well on my stomach anyway. Because sometimes when you drink, it causes pain in your stomach.
Mm.
And I think maybe sometimes because I'm drinking it too fast, or it's water is just so heavy when I drink it. So I'm working on it. But I'm working on it.
I know, like my daughter, she was telling me that water wasn't, she couldn't drink water like that when she had first got her procedure. So when she would drink, was it vitamin water, or it was a different kind of water, and she was able to handle it. But she learned when she first, like, what she could drink, like, when she was doing the little 30 cc cups.
You'd be surprised. I'm sorry. You'd be surprised having that surgery, how your taste changed, mm-hmm. because everything's hit or miss. You're literally learning how to eat all over again. Mm-hmm. And things you used to can eat, you cannot eat. And I know I can almost eat anything, but I can't eat ice cream. Ice cream doesn't sit in my stomach well, and I can't eat pretzels, the salt and pretzels I found being out in the streets. If I eat too much salt on the pretzels, it'll put me in a gag attack right there, right on the spot, and I can't even control it.
Mm.
So I try not to. Usually I eat saltless pretzels or take a probably ain't even supposed to be eating them, but I'll take the salt off of them and buy the saltless ones, but I don't know. Pretzels is like a filler food when I'm on the go.
Oh, okay.
Excuse me. So I always grab a little bag of pretzels when I get hungry. I can eat because I go long periods of time not eating. And I know I need to eat something, but I hate carrying my lunch bucket and all that stuff. I don't even have room for it because I carry so much taking this kid to school. Mm. So.
Yeah. Well, you got to eat and take care of yourself. I mean.
I know.
You say you got a lot to carry. And then you don't want to carry your lunch, so all you're doing is defeating yourself. You got to find a way. Wrap it around, put it on your neck, like one of them little pouches. Because it's not a lot. I mean, even if it's grapes.
Yeah, I made like a homemade lunch thing where I have these little small ice packs, and I put that in a plastic bag. And then I put it inside another plastic bag, and I usually have like meat and cheese roll-ups. Mm-hmm. I have that. But I'm trying to bring something because I do need another meal in between 7 o'clock and 5 o'clock. That's a long period of time not to eat anything or drink anything. So I'm starting to have to bring stuff.
You're not even drinking either?
I can't carry anything.
So you're basically fasting.
You know what? Yeah, I guess so. I never thought about it like that, but yeah. And that's one thing the dietitian was saying, that the way I'm eating when I get home at 5 o'clock, I don't have enough time to get in another 3 bottles of water because half the day is gone to start drinking them early. And then maybe I can get it in like that. So I've been trying to work on it.
That's good. That's good. So what about desserts?
I don't even do that. I don't do desserts at all because I'm so weight conscious. I don't even eat cake on my birthday. I think one time I had a cupcake and I split half of it with Tot. I don't do desserts. I may do them on holidays. I might try like cooking a custard pie. I'm allowed to have one a year. And when I say one, I mean the whole pie. That's like my favorite pie in the whole pie world. My favorite. And I wait every year around Thanksgiving. I'm allowed to have one. And I get one small pie. And once I have no self-control with this pie. So I allow myself to have this one pie once a year. And when I say I eat that whole pie, it's breakfast, lunch, and dinner. Like, I love that pie.
You said no self-control. You just called it out.
Mm-mm.
Oh, wow.
None whatsoever.
Yeah, my thing is sweets, and I got to get away from that and change my whole palate, which I know I can do it. I know I can change my palate.
And that thing with this surgery, my blood sugar can drop just like that. I could be sitting here fine. Mm-hmm. Next thing I know, I'm shaky. I'm sweating. I'm hot. I'm not feeling good. You just feel really, you start feeling mm-hmm. sick. I can't even get up. And usually I have to it happened when Todd was here a couple of times. If she's not here, I have to almost crawl myself to the kitchen to find something. So I keep pixie sticks. They're like sugar. And I keep them in the cabinet. And I try to keep pretzels, but I keep eating those. I have to have carb or sugar and just eat a lot of it right then and there to bring my sugar back up. And it's just crazy. It's no explanation. I guess because of the surgery, it just does mm-hmm. it. But it doesn't, I haven't had that happen too often.
So you don't usually eat any carbs? You usually don't eat any carbs, like the bread.
I'm not supposed to eat any carbs. I have been eating more carbs than I need to, but I'm trying to, now I'm a little more conscious of it. So I'm really, right now, I think I'm eating more or less like proteins and vegetables, because just like I was on my zucchini boat thing, I'm on my acorn squash kick now. So I can eat, like, you know, I can eat one thing for a long time. And, I bought me some acorn squash and I cut them in half and took the seeds out and roasted them in the oven for about 50 minutes. Then I filled it with onions, garlic, I bought frozen stir fry mix of vegetables. I rinsed all the sauce off and then I fried the vegetables so they won't be like soft. And I put green pepper in it and I stuff it with that. And I put a little chicken. I cut up chicken in it. And then I put a little buffalo sauce on it to give it some seasoning. And girl, it's so good.
Yeah, it sounds good. And when you showed me, I said, oh, that looked delicious. That looks delicious. I like acorn squash. And when I went shopping last week, I was like between acorn squash and spaghetti squash. And that's when I got the spaghetti squash. So I'm getting...
I got both of them.
Oh, well. I'm getting ready to go to the store this morning because I opened up the refrigerator last night. And I was like, what am I going to snack on? And then I went and got processed food, which was wrong. So I said, oh, yeah, definitely have to go out because I had nothing in there.
Yeah, I noticed I have to be prepared. Like, I bought some carrot sticks and I'll eat that with French dressing. I like it like that. Just I get the really petite ones and I just dip it in French dressing. Or I have those peppers, the sweet peppers. You cut them in half and fill mm-hmm. them with Laughing Cow cream cheese and put everything but the bagel cheese on it. Seasoning mm-hmm. on it. I have to be prepared with snacks because if I don't, I find myself dipping in Tot snacks. And she has snacks. I don't have snacks. And she has everything like chips, Pop-Tarts, whatever. Everything that I'm not supposed to have, she has. And I don't even get to eat like so much of that stuff.
Yeah, well, processed foods and me don't go along. So I did have, like you say, your daughter have snacks. My daughter have snacks too. And I took one of her little bags.
That's what happens. You start eating the kids' stuff. And I have a bad habit of, if I take her to fast food, like McDonald's or somewhere, I always say, all right, give me two fries. And she knows automatically. I'm going to ask. And if she gives me three fries, and I ask for two fries. And I'll be like, I said two fries, not three. And then like Wendy's have the worst fries ever. I just go, oh, give me one of them nasty fries. And she said, why do you keep asking for them if they're nasty? I said, I don't know. It's just a habit of eating one of your fries. Yeah, I never will buy a pack of fries for myself, mm-hmm. but I'll eat one or two of hers.
Yeah, that's a lot of carbs, potatoes, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah. And when I do eat out, I usually if I go to McDonald's, the only thing I really would eat there is the filet of fish because I just love their filet of fish. I take the cheese off. I take the top bun off and I take the bottom bun, cut it in half and make it a top bun. So I use one bun instead of two buns. Or sometimes I'll just eat it open face. So I try to cut down the carbs any way I can.
Okay. So how are you going to get your calories up?
I'm trying to eat more, but I'm telling you the truth. I'm not doing good with that because even like I was off yesterday, I had my eggs and sausage for breakfast because I'll usually have a sausage or a meatball or something with it. And, I had my acorn squash for dinner and that was it because I did snack later on. I think I had, what I had in there. I think I had, the peppers and cream mm-hmm. cheese and I did take a few of Tots chips, but, I'm not eating more. I can't see, I just don't see where I can fit in more food.
I mean, not the food, like the calorie of the food. Like what?
I don't know, because if I count the calories of the acorn squash meal, it can't be a lot. It can't be a lot. And I love that, because the acorn squash is a cheap meal. It's only $2 for the acorn. It was like $2 to $3 for the acorn squash. And if I cut it in half, that's two. And I really need to cut it in fours, because I can't eat a whole half. At one half will last me 2 days. So
I need to come over, because that don't make no sense.
I fill up on it so fast. It doesn't last long. So yesterday I had cooked the acorn squash and the spaghetti squash. I think it was Monday, and I cut them in half, and it took me all week to eat those. So yesterday I think I had one spaghetti squash left, and then I bought two acorn squash, and I made the filling over again. So yeah, that's my food issues.
Well, at least you eating good. I like that idea, because I eat acorn squash, but I just add it with brown sugar and butter, and I never thought about like filling it up. Like I would put it on the side, but like to put it as a topping with the vegetables, that sounds great, and it would be appealing looking. I wish you had a picture. You could put it on our Instagram.
Maybe when I cook the next one, I'll put it on there. I learned that from TikTok. TikTok, I have been learning a lot of things from TikTok. TikTok is like an educational app. It has a lot of stuff, nonsense on there, but people starting businesses, people cooking, they have all kind of stuff. Like TikTok is so different from Instagram. I've learned nothing from Instagram, but TikTok, I've learned how to wrap my bread up if I don't have a bread wrapper. I learned how to take those Glade plugs in, take the top off, put those shaker beads that you put in those Glade. What are they? Glad? What's it?
The melt.
The little melt things. Put a Downy sprinkles or something. You take them. You put some in there. Add some water. Put the top back on there. Plug it in. Now you got another plug in. I learned that. I've learned so much from TikTok.
Well, the one that you sent me was the housekeeper lady.
Oh yeah, she taught me how to clean up.
So I was like, "Oh, this is wonderful." And the food—that's why I'm. Like I said, I did acorn, so I'm getting ready to make my list, because I'm going to head out.
Yeah, and this is the first time I've had acorn squash. I've never had it before this year.
This year I had it.
Yeah, I mean, I never had it at all. I only did the spaghetti squash.
I tried all of that acorn, because my friend had made it for me. Because I said, oh, I don't know how to make it. So she had made it to show me, you know. And I was like, oh, okay. I incorporated a lot of vegetables in my life, because I've noticed processed food is not good for my body. And I was like, no wonder I was always swelled up. So I used to be a chip eater. Oh, my God. I could eat chips for days. And I just cut it out. One day I said, I can't do it anymore. I said, I'm going to be 6 foot under before I'm even 60. I said, let me leave this food alone. So that's what I'm working on now. Right. That's why when you showed me that, I was like, oh, okay. So, and then I was reading an article, and it was talking about chicken and arthritis. I have to find an article, because I was telling somebody about it. And he said, oh, show me this article. Because he don't, you know, he wants to see it. You know, some people you can tell, but they want to see it too. Because I said it had it in there. So I'm going to find that article. Because it's a chicken and arthritis. And I was like, wait a minute, my knees showed some arthritis. I was leaving the chicken alone.
Wow. That's like the only meat besides sausage that I do eat is chicken. And I even chopped the chicken up and put it in that mixture for the acorn squash. And you could add quinoa in there too, but I didn't want to add another carb. Okay.
Well, you might not be affected by the chicken. I guess it's just different people get affected. You know how it is. Different people get affected different ways.
Does it affect you?
I did a trial on it, because my knees was giving away. My knees was giving out on me. Like I would be walking, da-da-da-da-da. And then next thing my knee was like, whoop, no, not today. And I would catch myself. And I was like, what? So I went to the urgent care. They took x-rays of my knee and they saw arthritis. And that's why I stopped working at Amazon. And again, you know, because it was giving out on me. So even when I said, okay, let me stop, but And then I didn't pay attention to what I was eating. You know, I do eat like chicken. And I was working at the school system again. And then I was walking down the hallway by myself. None of the school kids was in the hallway. And then my knee went to give out. And I was like, oh, I can't do it. And I had to walk next to the wall just in case.
Mm-hmm.
So then I say, okay, why is my knee giving out? You know, arthritis. I never heard anybody who had arthritis say the knee give out. So I say, it's probably this food. So, you know, I'm always talking about, I'm going to be a vegan. You know, I'm always trying to cut meat out anyway. So I stopped eating the chicken and the burger or whatever my kids would fix. And I just stopped eating it to see what happened. So a couple weeks went by and I noticed my knees were straight. And then, of course, you know, I shoved the chicken back down my throat. And there you go again.
Oh, okay. So you know it is.
That's what I think to myself, and that's triggering me. I don't know about anybody else, but I did a trial to see, you know, to see what it is. It's not like I just didn't try it and see. So I stopped. So, you know, my daughter made some chicken, and I tried just to eat two little pieces just to see. You know, I don't eat a lot because I know it would affect me. So now I'm, you know, I don't have no food, and I don't want to go back to that. So,
right.
So, you know, you got to just check your health. But I'm just amazed at, you know, how good you feel about yourself after your surgery, and how you eat, and even now, like you still take care of yourself, and you do your hula hoop, and you do exercise. I mean,
that's been key, and because before my surgery, I had started off that my highest was 245 and there was 247 is my highest. And I was 247 day of my surgery. My lowest was 140, but my stable weight is between 170, 175. I think I look perfect at that weight. And when I got down to 140, that was during the time I was taking care of my mom and my mom was dying and I was stressing somebody. I mean, I look sick because to go from 247 to 140 pounds, I'm not trying to be skinny. I'm not trying to be invisible, but I lost every curve in my body. My face looked all sunk in. It didn't look healthy. When I start gaining weight, my butt plumped back out. And I just look like me. And now I'm like, what, probably 190? And that's too high for me. My knees will start to hurt. So I got to just get down to 175 and maintain that. And that's good for me. So I'm working on it. So I'm working with my doctor and the dietitian to get this weight off of me.
That's good. We all need to do that. Everybody, especially me.
Yeah, 2001 is going to be all about health. I still have to get a couple of my yearly things done, like my mammogram and all that done. I need to get that done. But I don't really want to go to the hospital. I remember going to a center or something. So I'm going to see if I can go somewhere and get it done. But my insurance suck. They only pay for, I think the mammogram would be free. But the ultrasound, if I need that breast ultrasound, I have to pay for it. And I have cystic breasts. So they always show something on the mammogram, then they have to do the ultrasound, and then to rule out that everything's fine. So I know I'm just going to just go ahead and just pay for the ultrasound because I know that's
you
what
can't
I'm going
to
need.
It done if it's an annual, it's not for free. Because some places you can look up to see if you can get it for free.
The mammogram is free. The ultrasound is not. Like my insurance will pay for the ultrasound. It won't. I mean, the mammogram. It won't pay for an ultrasound.
So oh wow. I got to get mine done. I got to call and make my appointment. I have my paper since a couple months ago, but with this pandemic, I was really worried. I'm like, you know, but now it's like, oh, okay, let me go get my mammogram. Right. It's done. October almost over and. Halfway over, and I got to get it done. I have the paperwork.
I still got to get that colonoscopy. I've been putting that off because I just don't want to get it done. And I tell you, if I get it done and everything's fine, I'm never going back and getting another one.
You know what? I have to get mine done. I have to go to the doctor and all that stuff, too. Yeah, we got to get going.
Well, we got to get our health together for this year. 2001 is all going to be about health.
2001, we're coming strong. Well, I'm going to get mine done, you know, prior, because I do have my doctor's thing to get my mammogram. So I'm going to get that done. Everybody should get their mammogram. Get your mammogram, son. Get your, what was it?
Isn't it breast cancer?
Get your Tots done.
Yeah, right? Everybody get your breast mammogram done, you know.
Check. Do your monthly checks. That, you know,
I constantly do that. And I remember when I first discovered I had these cysts on my breast, it was the most scariest thing ever, because they sent me to a specialist, and you can tell she's used to dealing with cancer, and she was very direct, no smiling, nothing. And she scared the crap out of me. And she came back. She said, they're fine. You just have cysts. And my mom was like, oh, there's nothing wrong with you. You just have cystic breast, just like I do. And I'm like, okay, but you never know. And she was
my daughter, she's 26. She got to get a mammogram. But her family has cysts, but I told her to get one. And they ordered it for her, but she didn't get it done yet. I told her that she's awful the 30th, so I'm going to tell her to make her appointment.
Yeah, just go and get it ruled out.
Get it together, I told her. We'll go to the same place.
Aww. Look at you two bellying up.
Yep. And now my other daughter, she's going to be like, I want one too. I know she's
going to break. They're all three y'all can go. We all can get mammogram. Maybe I'll come with y'all too. Jump on the mammogram train.
Gotta get your Tots checked. Don't forget them. All right. Well, I'm getting ready to head on out to get this my breakfast, dinner, lunch, and I'll call you up, or maybe do the little world thing we do, so you can give me pointers on my acorn. All right.
Okay. All right, everybody. Have a nice week. Have a nice week.
Yes, this is Talking with Von and Z. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye. Thanks. Bye.